Hey, there's no off-season for volunteering. We are asking the very best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, doing a very rare game day show here. We are in Annapolis, Maryland, where the Browns have been headquartered since late yesterday afternoon, arriving from Cleveland and bunkering here and then heading over to Landover, Maryland. In a couple of hours from now, the first buses will be heading over to make that trek to Landover for tonight's preseason game number 2 against the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field. We are going to have a conversation in a little bit with Ashley Fox. She is from ESPN.com. And in the meantime, we also want to hear from you as well before the show is over. 216-578-0850 or tweet us at Browns_daily or at Nathan Zagura or at Vic Carucci. But right now we're going to hear from rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel from the weekend.
Hey, Johnny, when you spoke to Coach, what did he tell you about the competition, that it's still up for grabs going into Monday night?
I just told me that we were just like we just talked about what the schedule was going to be like going into the game on Monday, how we were going to alternate, how we were going to rotate and stuff, and I think you're just going to see how both of us play.
Any disappointment in not being named a starter for this game?
I'm taking it the same approach that I have the past 3 weeks of camp.
Do you think you have an even chance, a 50-50 chance of winning the job?
I mean, I don't know the exact percentage chances of it, but I mean, I think from what Coach Pettine and everybody has stated from the very beginning, they said it was an equal, open competition. I don't think that's changed.
You look at this game Monday night as crucial?
I look at this game Monday night as my second game that I've got to play in my career, and it's a preseason game that I need to go out and move the ball down the field.
How do you think you've progressed even since that Detroit game?
Better. Got another week of practice, a lot of opportunities to get better in practice and get more familiar with the playbook in certain plays. So continuing to get better.
Coach said he wants to make this starter decision on Tuesday. Is it tough not to do too much on Monday, not to try to do too much?
Yeah, I think it's just go out and play football. I mean, we've done all the preparation we need going into the game up to that point. When the game comes, it's go out and play football like we've been doing our entire lives.
Do you thrive in these pressure-type situations?
I don't think there's any pressure for me. I think I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still missing my second game. My expectations aren't through the roof. It's go out and compete extremely hard, be a leader for those guys, whatever group I'm with, and we'll see what happens.
Johnny, the defense you're going to be seeing now, obviously Pittsburgh in week one, they're going to probably show stuff that you never saw in college. Are you ready for that, what you're going to see from defenses in the NFL?
I don't think I'm ready for Pittsburgh right now. I mean, I don't. I've only played one game, but, I mean, the more and more you see it, the more you get familiar with it, I think, the better it'll be. I think there's guys who have played in this league for a long time who can sit there after years and years of playing games and still don't have it all figured out. I mean, it's tricky stuff, but at the same time, we're doing things on offense to try and throw them off their guard as well.
You think you could get ready for Pittsburgh by September 7th?
Yeah, I mean, that's not saying that I'm not ready or I won't be ready. I don't want that taken out of context. It's just right now, second preseason game, I'm not ready to go out and start week one because there's a lot of time left until that point. So, for me, there's plenty of weeks left for me to learn preseason games, to see the speed, get adapted to the speed. And then if I was a starter for Pittsburgh for week one, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for week one. It's the opening week of the season. It's a big game.
Johnny, hearing your teammates yesterday, we're talking about how well you're going through your progressions. Do you feel that? Like, do you feel like I'm making reads in a way I never did before?
No, I think I just there's a lot more structure on the reads than what I was used to. A lot of times in college, it was pick a side, 1-2. Now we can work from across the field. Different looks can get us into different reads. So it's more complex, more detailed, but I like it.
Johnny, Cliff Kingsbury's play sheet from when you beat Alabama showed up on the internet. He shared it. And then we heard from Coach Loggins that 17 word play calls here. So what's been the balance between those 5 and 7 word play calls? You get comfortable with this language.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's a process. I've had to get used to the directions of going left and right, then a keeper into another guy coming across. So it's like learning Spanish, really, for the first few weeks. But now getting into it, I'm able to paint a picture of the play in my head, as it said, and really progress and get better. And that's what Kyle and Coach Loggins have said from the very beginning, that the more and more you do it, the more and more you get comfortable with it. So when you're in your break, keep saying it, keep saying it, keep telling it to yourself, and eventually if you throw it at the wall enough times, it'll stick.
Brian and Max, all the quarterbacks have had inconsistencies with the receivers, a lot of drop passes. Is it hard to go back to that guy when he dropped one on the throw before?
I don't think so. I think we have a lot of confidence in these guys, and these guys are out here working extremely hard for us to haul the ball in and move it down the field. So I think those guys, they obviously know when they've had a drop, and there's times where me, Brian, Rex, and Connor need to get them a better ball as well. So it's a joint relationship there that we have to be better at, and they have to be better at as well, and that's what we're trying to do every day, is get better at that.
Have you started picking Rex Grossman's brain at all since he's been in this offense for 5 years?
He's been in the offense a while. I think he's a guy that can come in and be a mentor for everybody in the room, a guy that's extremely familiar with this offense, with Kyle, with how things go throughout a season. And having a young guy and two young guys in there as well in Washington. So just little subtle things throughout the day, but I'm sure it'll pick up as we continue to go on through camp.
How important is it to get in the end zone in this game?
Oh, that's what we need to do. I mean, we haven't done it yet, so that's what we need to do. That's the goal for every group that's out there.
Is it true? I'm sorry. Is it true that you were late for a team meeting? And if so, how do you think that may have impacted you not starting this game?
I personally don't think it had any decision on going into this week. I misread the schedule on Monday, so I think we had to come in at 7:30, and it was the only day that we have had to come in at that time throughout camp. And I think I ended up, I was on time for my for what I thought was our normal 8:15 meeting time. So it was just a misinterpretation, misreading in the schedule. And I sat down with Coach Patton and talked to it, and we handled it, and we've moved on. So obviously something, I just need to do a better job of reading the schedule the night before, but it was an honest mistake and something I need to learn from and make sure it doesn't happen again.
John, have you done any of the funny rookie stuff yet? Have you sung? Have they made you do anything?
We have a rookie show today, so I'm sure it'll get a little interesting. I don't know. me and Connor Shaw have a little something planned, so it should be a good time. Just go up there and just try to make these guys laugh a little bit.
Hey, Johnny, whether it's you or Brian, how important is it for this organization to get behind one of you two guys real soon?
No, I think we just need to continue to get familiar with the offense, continue to get familiar with the personnel that we have out there, and just mesh more than anything. I think obviously that makes it a little easier when you know who the starter is going to be week one. But at the same time, things happen throughout a season where a guy goes down, another guy's got to come in. So adversity happens throughout a season, injuries happen. So I think whenever the starter's named, I think we'll have an idea of how the mesh is going to be and continuing to build that. But it's always something that's ongoing throughout a season.
Yeah, so you came in here.
Pressure Monday night, but you see all these little kids in your jersey. You know how this city is so excited for you. Is there pressure for that? Like, this city expects me to be the savior?
No, I don't look at it as I was drafted to come in day one and save the franchise. I think when I got drafted from the top, from Ray Farmer to everybody that's involved in this organization, that they had a plan for me and that they want me to be successful. And whenever that is, I feel like my future is here, and they brought me in to hopefully be the future down the road one day. So for me, there's no pressure. There's no timetable. It's continue to develop as a football player, get smarter, get better. And whenever that time is, I mean, then I'll go out and play football like I've been doing for the past years of my life.
Not that you came in here looking at.
How do you tune out this over-analysis of every single snap? You have a 7-on-7 snap, and the whole world's talking about it.
Yeah, I also went out last offseason when I was at A&M and came back, and everybody said I was going to be a sophomore slump and all kinds of things, and then we came out and had a better year statistically than I did the year before. So, I mean, the chaos, everything that's been going on, the talk, the hype, the overreaction, the overanalysis has been from the day that I won the Heisman when I was a freshman to that spring to that fall to the draft to now. So if you look at it, it's been a constant in my life. It's been the one thing that's been the most constant in my life for the past 2 years. So I don't even pay attention to it anymore. I don't ever really see it. It never really even phases me.
Not that you came in here looking to throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball just to show off your arm on every play, but we can see that you throw it pretty hard. The question is, relative to your really good arm strength that maybe you like to show off every now and then, Have you learned much about putting touch on the ball more than you had learned in the past today?
I think more than anything, when I got here, I needed to be more decisive. So whenever I saw something, and that second hitch that you have in college to really see it, play through your head, see it, it's open, and throw it. Now it's back foot hits the ground, you see it, you need to let it rip. So more than anything now, I feel like I threw with more touch than I did in college. And now there's times where I need to put my foot in the ground and let one rip. I feel like that's the case more now than what it was before. You have to be decisive.
Johnny, yesterday Mike Pettine said, when he names a week one starter, he's not committed to that guy for the entire season. How do you feel about that message?
You know, I feel that I need to go out on Monday and try to play as good a football as I can. And I don't think you can let anything that's said around that affect anything that goes on. I mean, I think I need to continue to stay in my lane, continue to learn and develop. I think that's all I really need to do right now and not focus on anything else.
How was the ice bucket yesterday?
It's good. It was colder than I thought.
You talked with Gruden. How'd that go?
Went well. Obviously, got a chance to interact with him for a couple days through the draft process, which was really cool. And then to see him again, obviously him doing the game and coming back to chat with us a little bit yesterday, it was really cool to be back around him. Finally know where I'm at now than where I was before. So it was a really good talk and good to see him.
Those were Johnny Manziel's last words to the media before taking the field tonight against the Washington Redskins of Monday Night Football. Going to be interesting. All eyes will be on the Browns quarterbacks on this one. When we return, Ashley Fox from ESPN.com wrote a very nice article about Brian Hoyer and his early relationship with Mike Pettine, one that began a year ago when Pettine was still with the Bills. She'll join us to talk about that next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, I meant to-